I'm Rona Tarrant. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg continues to testify on Capitol Hill today in the wake of the Cambridge Analytica data collection scandal. In his opening statement yesterday, Zuckerberg acknowledged what he called a breach of trust at the company. He told US senators that his company was in a constant battle with Russian operators seeking to exploit the social network, and confirmed that Robert Mueller, the special counsel investigating alleged Russian meddling in the 2016 election, had interviewed Facebook staff. The White House has said President Trump believes he has the power to fire Special Counsel Robert Mueller. The statement came a day after FBI agents raided the offices of the president's personal lawyer Michael Cohen, acting on a referral from Mueller. Politicians from both sides of the political divide have urged the president to allow Mueller to continue his work. Russia and the United States have blocked attempts by each other to set up international investigations into chemical weapon attacks in Syria at the UN Security Council. The United States and other Western powers are considering taking military action over a suspected poison gas attack on Saturday on a rebel-held Syrian town. Russia vetoed a US-drafted resolution to create a new inquiry into such attacks, while the US and other countries blocked a Russian bid to set up a different probe. New research from Georgetown University has found that young American men who are homeschooled are four times more likely to enter seminaries than those educated in Catholic institutions. The research found that though the number of homeschooled Catholics is small, those who were homeschooled made up 8% of young men on the course for ordination. On average, they had spent 7 years being homeschooled, and 16 was the average age of discerning a vocation to the priesthood. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.